Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I promised you, what did they say? A bit of the hair of the dog that bit you or something like that? How does that expression go? I was fascinated by a visit to a place I probably would not have had on my radar had it not been for my very good friend and frequent guest here on Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411, heard over many of these same stations, my good friend Mark Leslie. Now, if you've listened for any amount of time, you've more than likely heard him on the air with me, because he must be on the air with us at least, I don't know, 4 to 6 times a year. Because he always is into such good mischief, and because he's very much involved in creating interesting visitors' experiences, visitor centers. And you may recall we just had him on, I guess it was in March, after we came back from Malta, where he, as the visionary CEO, founder of Martello Media, a company that creates amazing visitor centers for which they've pretty much won an award for every single one of them. And international awards, you know, it's not something that the local Chamber of Commerce wanted to recognize. They've got a hot shot in their midst. I mean, we're talking serious awards with great reach. And that's because he gets it. If any of you out there are associated with any kind of a potential tourism venue where you want to have an interpretive center that tells a story, go contact Mark Leslie at Martello Media in Dublin. And he's done stuff in a variety of places, including that wonderful exhibit that ran for about 6 months at the J.P. Morgan Library in New York City a couple of years ago. It was dedicated to Churchill, and it was called something like The Power of... It was either The Power of the Word or The Power of Words. Might have been The Power of Words. And they set it up in that big entry foyer that you go into when you go to the J.P. Morgan Library in New York City. Very cool place to visit, by the way. Also, they have an adorable place to have a bite. So drop in there. You'll enjoy the experience. So on one of our trips to Ireland a couple of years back, Mark had just finished, maybe a couple of months earlier, the display experience that opened pretty much around the corner from the Morgan Hotel in Temple Bar section of Dublin. In fact, if you're at the Morgan, you make a left turn, and if you walk 15 feet or so, you'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe. You walk another half a block, and I'm going to find out the name of that street, which I can never remember, but it's a major street that, you know, takes you every place. And you make a right turn, and before you know it, like a block away, you're at the Irish Whiskey Museum. And in about an hour, you learn, I don't know, 1,000 years of history related to Irish whiskey, and not any particular whiskey, but the development. And it is, I don't drink, people, but I find the whole process and the history of it fascinating. And this is such a lovely experience and puts you right in walking distance of places like Trinity College and the Book of Kells and that wonderful library up above it all and all the great shopping and everything else you want to do, and visiting things in Dublin, and not far from the National Library, where there's another Martello Media exhibit providing you with the life of William Butler Yeats. And when you leave there, you feel like you just left visiting an old friend. But that's how Mark works. You engage in a real personal experience. And what's interesting about the Irish Whiskey Museum is that, like some of the whiskey museums or whiskey distillery tours like Bushmills and Jameson and Tullamore and I don't know, who'd I leave out? When you go there, at the end, it's all about their product. And actually, when you're walking through, it's all about their product. This is a more generic overview look at Irish whiskey. And so, and its development, where it came from. And I loved it. And the place is adorable. So I have on the line with me, and he pronounces his name Morris, I am told. Morris Conn, but it's spelled Maurice. The mother want you to be Maurice, but your dad said he's Morris?
Something like that, yes. A lot of people, when they see my name spelled, they think I'm French. But no, 100% Irish blooded. I don't mind Morris or Maurice. I think Maurice kind of sounds to you a little bit more posh than what I actually am. So I don't mind a bit of Maurice. So whichever one you prefer, Stephanie, I'm more than happy to go with. And thank you very much for your kind words there about the museum. I'm really happy that you had a great time and a great experience while you visit ourselves.
Well, you know, one of the things that people that listen to my shows and to the podcasts at travelers411.com and the which lasts for a year and the arc and you can download and the archived audio, which goes up and stays forever in the show notes and cross-referenced in the forums and the directory that we will create, you know, for every guest that we have on, is that I'm generally talking about places that I sort of know about or have been to, so it's not this cold, distant kind of thing. I've had the experience, and that's why I want to share it with my audience, because I've been there, done it, you know, didn't buy a T-shirt, but did.
Why not?
Well, you know, normally the expression is been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. But, you know, at least, you know, it was something that I felt at the end. Sometimes you do things and at the end you say, I'd like my money back and I want you also to give me back the hour of my time I just lost here. You know, that's one of the reasons that I'm very careful about scoping out the places that we invite on the air to talk with us so that, you know, people who say, oh, that sounds interesting, will keep that opinion even after they've been there. But on the subject of Maurice and not being French, the French are Celtic also. There's, you know, Celtic heritage, so there's a whole lot of crisscross there.
Yeah, definitely. Irish roots, it's funny. Every time Irish people travel, we find out that we have roots every single where we every single place we go. I was actually only in Portugal, in the Algarve region, for a friend's wedding 2 weeks ago. And I noticed when I was walking around, there's all these ginger-haired people with freckles walking around, and I'm assuming they're Irish tourists as well, but they're all speaking Portuguese. And it turns out that about 400 years ago, a lot of Irish people descended onto the shores of Portugal, which I never knew about, and you'd have these very Irish-looking locals walking around the Algarve region.
Oh,
it really made me laugh. It was very funny to see, because Portugal kind of seems... We don't really have any strong cultural connections with Portugal usually, but everywhere you go, there seems to be, for such a small country, we just have our roots imprinted everywhere around the globe. It's so funny to see.
Well, you know, if those folks that you met can trace their roots back to settlements 400 years ago, I'm going to say that they came from Donegal, that they're descended from the O'Neills and the O'Donnells and the O'Donohues and the whoever that was. What was the other? Something with an M. McSomebody's. It'll come to me. Who left in the flight of the Earls when, in the same time we were having Englishmen coming to settle in Jamestown in 1607, you had all those people from the northwest of Ireland bailing out and looking for somewhere to go. Wish that they had come to America, but many of them went to Spain and to Portugal, and they tried their hand at producing wine. And I don't know exactly what period it was when the Hennessys went off to France and settled in a region in France and tried to set up their still to make their moonshine, as we would call it in America, which is what it got named once the Irish were bringing their bootleg whiskey-making skills to the Pacheen. Ozarks. And yes, but in Ireland, it's called Pacheen. In America, it's called moonshine. But they went to go, and when they arrived in France, they wanted to set up shop to make their Pacheen, their moonshine, using potato skins as they did in Ireland and were able to do in the U.S. However, France never cozied up to potatoes, and they weren't introduced into almost the 1800s, because for 50 years in the 1700s, potatoes were banned from France. They thought that was a ridiculous vegetable and had no value in life. And so the Hennessys went looking for a place to find some skins they could use, and the only skins they found in abundance were the skins from grapes from winemaking. And so they started making their Pacheen from the skins of grapes, and they lived in an area of France called Cognac, and that's how we get that fine cognac with an Irish name, Hennessy. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. We're talking with Maurice Conway from the Irish Whiskey Museum in Dublin. We'll be right back.
Drink, let every true lover salute his sweetheart.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place place for mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me live from Dublin is Maurice, also known as Maurice Conway. He is the general manager of the Irish Whiskey Museum. You know, I really love its location in the Temple Bar area of Dublin. And people, be careful. I have interfaced with a number of people lately who have gone online and found themselves what they think are remarkable deals, and they are in neighborhoods of Dublin that it's going to take you two taxis and a bus to get anywhere that you want to be going. The Dublin city is a large city. It has many residential neighborhoods. Dublin, too, is a happening area. it's sort of like Soho and Greenwich Village combined in New York City. There's all kinds of wonderful museums, Trinity College, the Book of Kells, Grafton Street. And you just walk down that way, make sure you stop at the Trocadero restaurant and say hi to Robert Dodgett, the managing partner there. Send him my love. It's that place. It's like having dinner, or mostly they're open for dinner. I don't know if there are any days they own for lunch. We always go for dinner. But it's like walking into a Victorian Valentine. So if you want a perfect day, start your day at the Book of Kells and march around Trinity College, which is an amazing experience. The last time I was there, there was a big poster because the person I thought whose name was Ralph Fiennes is actually pronounced Rafe Fiennes. That's something I learned. Actually learned that at the Trocadero restaurant. Because on the walls are the photos, framed photos of so many actors who frequent the place. And many of them have performed at the Abbey or the Dock, which is the downstairs theater at the Abbey Theater, the historic Abbey Theater. And that's like way other after you've played on Grafton Street. So if you're at go to the part first if it's morning, because you want to end up at the Irish Museum time of day when you get there ready for it. Now, how long have you been associated with the Irish Whiskey Museum, Maurice?
Believe it or not, I'm not actually with the company all that long. I only joined in January of this year, so this is I'm nearly here six months. Absolutely loving my time here. Everything you said is quite true. Sometimes I have to pinch myself to the health I am. Working with whiskey right beside Temple Bar, Dublin City Centre. It's a really fun, really happening place. It's a great atmosphere, a great vibe every day as well. So I am loving life here.
Well, because there are some, Trinity College being one, Dublin City College being another, and there are others, and because people who are, you know, from high school in a writing community somewhere, and as well as those in Europe find their way to Dublin. And so I don't know if the statistic has changed, but the last time I looked, more than 50% of the people in Dublin are under 25 years old.
Really, really young demographic at the moment, yeah. The jobs, everything seems, there's a huge technology boom over here. We have a lot of the tech giants over here. You have like Google, you have Facebook, Twitter, all these kind of companies, and they are kind of recruiting millennials, and that's what they're looking for. We're getting a lot of millennials, not just from Dublin and from Ireland, but from Europe-wide. So you have this really cosmopolitan, really great mix of people, very young, very vibrant. So it's a very nice, cool atmosphere, and there's some really interesting people. It's a, you can walk one corner of Dublin to the next, and you meet someone from every country around the globe as well. So it's great. It's a really interesting time to be living in Dublin, I suppose.
Well, you know, and you bring up an interesting point about the diversity in Ireland as a whole and diversity in Dublin because it's such a big metropolis. But in the meantime, all of Ireland together is a population of about 4 million people. So you're less than half the size of New York City, but for the whole country. But one of the things I found remarkable is that there's a very... The Ceila Faucha, 100,000 welcomes philosophy of the Irishman, that travelers to Ireland are so taken by. Because, you know, sometimes, as much as I hate to say it, you can't look truth in the face and not admit that's there. We're not always very welcoming. You know, we're selective about who we want to welcome. And I can remember when there was a serious influx of people from Romania and from Poland and from other Eastern, the Czech Republic, other Eastern European nations. And I had Irishmen saying to me, we're looking forward to these people being here, marrying here, having Irish children here, and being part of the contribution of the community. And once they get settled, their families and their friends come to visit. And when their families and their friends come to visit, they see our hotels, they eat in our restaurants, they go to our museums, and this is a good thing. We know. You put 20 people in a room in America, and you'll have them almost fight to the death over whether or not you want to be nice to a visitor.
Yeah, I think that comes a lot back to our history as well. Like what we talked about earlier, I suppose. You'll find Irish people in the strangest places in this world, and you'll find like an Irish pub in the most random location in the world. And because we've kind of traveled all four corners of the globe, we can't complain when people come to visit us, because you can be damn sure that there's going to be Irish people in their country. So we love it. Like, we love the mix of people. We love to have anything new, anything different. There's so many different cultures influencing Irish life at the moment. It's great to see. You go walk through Dame Street or Grafton Street, just the different types of restaurants, different types of bars, different types of people, different musicians, different live acts. You really get to see everything in one, like, still quite a small city. And you can really just go around from, you can walk 10 minutes down the road and be, you can almost feel like you're in a totally different city all over again. So there's lots to do, lots to see. And it's only because of that kind of diverse culture, diverse people. Wouldn't it be boring if we're all the same? Could you imagine a world where everybody's just the same? That would be the most boring thing in the world. So, you know, you have to embrace what's new. You have to embrace what's different.
Well, and also, given the history of the Irish, who have had hardships and, a kind of pushed out of the inner circle experience over many decades and centuries, there is a sensitivity to welcoming people.
Exactly.
And I was told once, I've never double-checked it, but I was told once that... the Ceadmhill of Faucha goes back to the Normans, where you were subject to execution if you didn't welcome the stranger. So there was kind of this inbred, you know, people come along and, you know, you welcome them. And that's part of You know, lots of places that have history and art and music and architecture and whatnot. And the missing ingredient is the Irishman who holds it all together in the most incredible way. We're going to take a quick break and come back and have Morris Conway, General Manager of the Irish Whiskey Museum, walk us through what the experience is there and why you should choose to visit that particular attraction. Maybe it's a good reason just to go to Ireland if you're into following all those alcoholic trails. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
4607.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Maurice Conway. He is the general manager of the Irish Whiskey Museum. It's located in Dublin 2, which is the Temple Bar happening. This is where you want to make sure you visit when you're in Dublin location. And I was just thinking in the commercial break, Morris, that I can name Bushmills, Jameson, Tullamore, and there's something new. Well, the folks over at Slane Castle came out with some new whiskey, and but I don't really know much about it. I interviewed Sir whatever his name is, Sir Mount some Charles Mount Charles.
Yep, got the name right.
Yeah, you can go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and put in Slane, Slane Castle, and you'll get links to when I interviewed him. Yeah, they invited us to come and visit. They had just started the whiskey operation, and they invited us to come and visit, and we had an appointment to go, and we arrived, and they didn't tell us which gate to come in through, and we tried every gate, and everyone was locked, and there was no way to communicate with anybody, and we never got in. So I stuck my business.
What a disappointment.
I want to tell you, and I think he thinks we stood him up. I sent him an email. He never responded to me. I think he was ticked. That's, you know, when you're lured something, that happens. I
have a friend work at Dave, so I must pass on that you were not, you did not stand them up. That
no, as a matter of fact.
That's not good enough.
As a matter of fact, at every gate we went to that we couldn't get through, get in, or there was no latch or button or something to push to communicate with somebody, I stuck my business card. So my business card was in like four different gates around the, but it never happened. But there's another whiskey in Dublin. It starts with a T.
Teelings.
That's it. But it sounds Teelings. It sounds like something, you know, you'd have at 4 o'clock in the afternoon with crumpets. It doesn't sound like whiskey. It sounds like a tea bag.
Yes, Teelings is doing very well. They actually have their own tourist attraction as well. It's the first whiskey distillery to be inside of Dublin in, I'm going to get my numbers wrong probably, but around those 50 years. Traditionally, a lot of the whiskey distilling process happened in Middleton, that's in County Cork, and Teelings was the first one to set up an operation kind of outside of that region for a very long time. Currently, there's a huge amount of distilleries opening up, they're popping up left, right, and center at the moment. I think we're up to the 16 at the moment, 16 or 17 currently, but we're predicting that in the next 5 years, that's going to go up to 70. 7-0. So, yeah, you're going to see the next 5 years a lot of different distilleries opening up. We have Alltech, we have Slane, who are they've just started producing their own whiskey, and there's going to be a lot of different other ones around the whole country, which is really, that's what we really want to represent the new scene as well, that it's not just Dublin, it's not just Jameson, it's not just the big brands, you know, that there's a huge amount of craft distilleries opening up all around the country, and each one is so unique, so different, brings something new to the game. And I suppose that's kind of, well, probably going to segue into what our interview here is. What makes us such a unique attraction is that we're here to represent all these different cities. We're not here to say that what you alluded to at the start, Stephanie, was that we're not here to push one brand onto you and say, oh, this is our product, you must like our product. We're here to say that these are all the different types of whiskeys you can get in Ireland. And if you don't like this one, I'm sure we'll find you one that you do like. And if you try all the different ones, you still don't like it, well, maybe Irish whiskey's not for you. But I haven't found somebody yet who you can't find one whiskey they don't like within the Irish shores. So that's really what we're all about. We're going to give you the history of Irish whiskey. We're going to give you a bit about the distilling process. And then we're going to find you your perfect whiskey. What's the one that suits you and your taste buds as well? So that's what we're aiming for, I suppose.
You know, each, you mentioned about tours. We've done the Tullamore, has a new tour that opened maybe a year and a half ago. We were there about 3-4 months after it opened. And if you go to the Tullamore, because usually you're going to arrive or you're going to be in Dublin at some point in your trip. So you want to go to the Irish Whiskey Museum and get the background, the history, the understanding. And it's done so professionally and wonderfully because, of course, it was done by Mark Leslie's company, Martello Media. And those guys just know what they're doing. And so it's a wonderful experience. But now that you got the lay of the land, if you then are touring the countryside, the Tullamore is in the town of Tullamore, and it's just, I want to say it's just west of Athlone. And Athlone is dead center on the map of Ireland. So if you put a target on Ireland on the map, the bullseye would be Athlone. So just look a little bit southwest, and if you're going to stop at Tullamore, do the little tour there, then go, especially with all your knowledge that you just picked up at the Irish Whiskey Museum in Dublin, go a little bit south of that to the town of Birr, B-I-R-R, and visit Birr Castle and make sure you see the telescope on the big grassy lawn in front of the castle that was built in like 1830 by one of Lord Ross's ancestors. I think it was the third, maybe fourth, Lord Ross in something like 1830, who invented this telescope. And it's not a ruin. It's there in its full glory. It's amazing. And the grounds are gorgeous, and you get to visit the castle and whatnot. But when you go to these other places and you get to their tasting room, they give you a tasting sample, and it's set up so that even if you're doing a blind test, you're going to prefer whatever it is this company is producing. It's just set up that way so they win. So, I actually did a little tasting where I allowed, you know, a drop or two of the liquid cross my lips at the Jameson tour in County Cork. And I really liked the Jameson. I mean, it was very pleasant. It was very smooth. And we got to Kerrygarry Country House, and it was the last night of our stay in Newmarket on Fergus, which is 5 minutes drive from Shannon Airport. And after dinner, we went into the little bar lounge, and I was asked by Gillian Ennis, the co-owner of Kerrygarry, what would I like to drink? And I said a 1986, and she thought I was going to say some kind of wine, but I always do that to tease people because 86 was a good year for wine in Europe. A 1986 Diet Coke, and she said, no, you can't have that. You have to have whatever. So that was one of the few times. I didn't drink very much of it, but I said, okay, well, I said I wanted Canadian Club and ginger ale. And she said, you can't drink that in Ireland. It's Canadian whiskey. Not having it. Why don't you have some Jameson? And I'll tell you that the fashionable ladies in Ireland are drinking Jameson with cranberry juice. Now, if anything ever sounded truly disgusting, that was it. And she said, no, it's really good. Let me give you some. And you know, it's delicious. Jameson and cranberry juice. It really is delicious. But I only had a little tiny bit of it because I'm, you know, got to save my calories for that hot fudge. So give us a feeling for, firstly, how long does it take to do the Irish Whiskey Museum tour?
Okay, so it takes about 1 hour to complete the whole experience. So what happens with the experience, just to give your listeners a little bit of a flavor for what happens, is you'll come into our building, you're going to get that strong Irish welcome that Cade Mina will afford you. Then we're going to bring you on a tour with one of our very experienced tour guides. So what happens is we'll bring you, it's a four-room experience plus a taster room at the end. So our first room is a monastery-style room called the Apothecary. And we bring you back to the Middle Ages and where the kind of distilling process originated from. It comes from the monks who went traveling around the world and brought it back to Ireland and they started. It's not the same whiskey as you have today, but the origins of whiskey. The next room we're going to bring you into is called our Shebeen room. This is my favorite room. I probably shouldn't say that, but it is my favorite room. It's the best room for storytelling. We kind of go into the illegal distilleries that happened all around Ireland at this time. Under British rule, there's lots of macabre stories about people kind of drinking the methanol, which is highly dangerous, put you into a coma. And people were shown the signs of being have died, but really they're getting buried alive. So some really kind of dark stories. But if you're like that, if you're a little bit like myself and like that kind of whole side of history, the really, really interesting room.
Oh, sure. Guys would like room. Guys are into that.
Sorry.
Guys are into
sorry,
that.
Sorry, but it is my favorite. I'm really sorry, but
yeah,
it is my favorite.
But that's a guy
I just
thing.
Like that whole side of things.
Yeah, that's like liking that's like,
dark like that.
That's like liking frogs and toads and wanting to show your scraped knee. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back, and we're going to continue the tour at the Irish Whiskey Museum in Dublin with Morris Conway, General Manager. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams.
To my chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charges, and she filled them up with water.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio.
While in the merry month of May, from me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Morris Conway on the line with me. He's the general manager of the Irish Whiskey Museum in Dublin. What is your website, Morris?
It is irishwhiskeymuseum.ie.
IE for Ireland. So you left us off in a room where people are getting stoned on things they shouldn't be imbibing in. Part of the history of Irish whiskey. And what time period would that have been?
So we're talking about the late 19th century, so the 1800s.
And then what happened?
So we moved then into our next room, which is known as our Victorian bar, and that's done up like an old school typical bar from the late 1800s, early 1900s. And this is known as the golden age of Irish whiskey. This is when Irish whiskey is booming. We're not just dominating global sales of whiskey, we're dominating global sales of alcohol, and then that kind of leads into the demise. A lot of things happened where there was new technologies and we were just too stubborn, too proud to change with the times, and it kind of led to the demise. We'll bring you into our next room, it's our final part of the tour, where we talk about the Renaissance, how the industry nearly died altogether due to a number of global incidents, where we'll talk a bit about Prohibition in America, how that influenced the whiskey trade over here, Irish War of Independence.
Stop. How did Prohibition in America influence Irish whiskey in Ireland?
Well, America was one of our biggest trading partners, so obviously when they stopped buying in Irish whiskey, that caused a huge decline in sales. But also, there was also a lot of bootlegging going on. And what actually happened was Scotch whiskey started being imported into Canada by bootleggers, and it was actually getting sold as Irish whiskey. That led to Scotch whiskey kind of having a huge surge in the production of Scotch whiskey, and that's where kind of Scotch whiskey takes over, and where Irish whiskey starts to decline in overall sales as well. We also have stuff going on like the Irish Civil War, which means that England aren't a trade apart anymore, and any other country in the Commonwealth also ceases trading with ourselves as well. plus people don't have money over here to drink, and there's a lot of depression going on, so the whole industry nearly collapses altogether. But luckily, we like to finish up on a high note. There are all the sad times. We finish up on what's happening today. There's a lot of pop culture references. A lot of big stars today are drinking Irish whiskeys, including Rihanna and Lady Gaga. Lots of new distilleries are opening up. Irish sales of whiskey is starting to really boom again as well. There's lots going on, lots of interesting things, lots of variants, lots of award-winning whiskeys as well, and lots of jobs, I suppose, again, in the industry as well, which is great to see as well, especially in the last 5 to 10 years. Ireland has really come to challenging economic times, and it's great to have the whiskey industry back up on its feet again and really employing a lot of different people across a lot of different career paths to go down in the whiskey industry as well. Not least my own. I'm delighted to be somewhat involved in the whiskey industry as well, so it's been great. And then everybody's favorite room, the tasting room. Who doesn't like the tasting room? That's where you get to try, depending on your ticket type, you get to try either 3, 4, or 5 different Irish whiskeys. Lots of great brands in there as well. We try to change it up as much as we can, so we're representing all the different brands across the country as well. And we'll also give you a little souvenir gift to take away as well, your very own whiskey tasting glass.
Now, you know, there are two rooms other than the tasting room, because the tasting room, first of all, most places they line up, you know, just 3 things to taste. But, you know, again, you've explained that depending on the ticket you buy, that's the number that are going to line up in front of you, so you could taste more than the normal 3 that they offer in most places that you visit. But and it's a very pretty room, and I remember there were like things in showcase windows and things that were very interesting. But there were 2 rooms that stand out in my mind, and one of them was the first one, where, you know, you sit down and there is this film that's amazing. I think that was the first one. And you,
that's correct.
The artistry of the way the film presents the history of Irish whiskey, and I want to say it goes back 1,000 years. Am I right on that?
It does. It goes back to the 1100s. So, yeah, you're right, just about 1,000 years.
Wow. Give us just some insights into, I mean, we think of places that are distilleries for Irish whiskey and other kinds of alcoholic beverages of various sorts as very, you know, modern, and these, you know, big kettles basically that bubble up and bubble over and end up being some drink everybody seems to like. But in those early stages, things weren't done that way. So, and you think about 1,000 years ago, I mean, you know, you didn't have modern equipment to bend things and electricity and power drills and, you know, everything was done by hand. Talk a little bit about where, and you know, was there a particular center in Ireland where all of this seemed to emerge?
I suppose maybe one of the more interesting things I can tell you about the very early days of production, it doesn't actually change a lot to modern day. The techniques, the guts and the bones of it, I suppose, it's kind of the exact same, which is a pretty cool thought. It's just we're doing on a bigger, more grander scale than ever before. But the actual technology of how it works is still pretty much the same, which is quite cool to think about going back 1,000 years. But where the monks were the ones who brought it over to Ireland, and where that started from was they actually went traveling around the world, and they went to Iberia in the Middle East. And the word alcohol comes from Arabic. It comes from the word al-kul. And that was actually found in Iberia. They were using an alembic still. So we have pot stills to make whiskey. They had alembic stills, and they were making perfume. And because the Irish are Irish, we didn't say no to perfume, but yes to make it alcohol with it. So the mulch brought it back, and the exact same process for making perfume we actually used to start making alcohol.
That is fascinating. That is absolutely fascinating. And when I put my Shalimar on in the morning, I will think of Irish whiskey.
I know. It's funny, isn't it? It's just
it's hilarious.
An Irish thing to do.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today. This has really, really been great. People, check out irishwhiskeymuseum.ie and put the Irish Whiskey Museum on your must-visit list when you go to Ireland. Stay with me, everybody. Top of the hour news, and then we're back for two more hours. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.